if you lucked into a free donut this morning, you already know what I'm going to say. It's donut day. Chains including Krispy Kreme and Dunkin' Donuts were offering freebies and special deals. But a coalition of environmental activists is using the buzz about donuts to call attention to the connection between the fried dough, palm oil, and deforestation. NPR's Allison Aubrey explains.
Like a lot of us, Glenn Hurwitz knows a good donut. We met up at a Krispy Kreme in Washington, D.C.
We've got chocolate iced custard filled, brownie batter, and there's the original glaze, the famous one. But I actually have not eaten a donut in 3 years.
That's when he pieced together how America's love of donuts could destroy forests halfway around the globe. He chairs a rainforest campaign called Forest Heroes, and he explains the big donut chains, including Dunkin' Donuts, Krispy Kreme, and Tim Hortons, fry their donuts in palm oil, or blends of oil that include palm, and the production of this oil on plantations in Southeast Asia has led to massive clear-cutting of forests and labor abuses, where workers do dangerous jobs for little pay.
I just got back from Indonesia a couple weeks ago, and I drove for hours through palm oil plantations. You don't see any other kind of vegetation on what was, until recently, a thriving tropical rainforest teeming with orangutans and tigers and elephants.
To be fair, palm oil is not the only industry contributing to the loss of rainforests. But as its role has come to light, there's been a huge push from environmentalists to get the big multinational companies involved in palm oil to make changes. Hurwitz says the big breakthrough has been new commitments to source oil from suppliers who are not cutting down forests or destroying carbon-rich peatland.
We've seen Kellogg's, Mars, Hershey's, Safeway all take steps to eliminate deforestation from their supply chains. But the donut industrial complex is lagging behind.
I reached out to the three major donut retailers, all of whom declined interviews. But in emails, they told us they are actively working on the issue. And all three say their goal is to purchase all of their palm oil from sustainable sources. Krispy Kreme pointed us to an industry-supported group called the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil that certifies producers who have adopted more responsible practices.
Palm oil growers are making very, very positive changes.
That's the Roundtable's Danielle Morley. She says until a decade ago, there was no agreed-upon system to certify deforestation-free palm oil. Now about 16% of the global supply is certified. Many environmentalists say this is a start, but they argue the certification criteria could be tougher and that more companies using palm oil need to commit to change. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.